USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a leaked Supreme Court document was illegally obtained by Politico, the contents was the nation's highest court might be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom.
If RVW is struck down, the laws on abortion would then be made at the state level. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was briefly hospitalized following a minor car accident on Wednesday evening. Jerry's son says his dad is now at home resting comfortably. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
One state has concluded tampons must be in every boy's bathroom at school with instructions.
Every public school in Oregon will soon be required to provide tampons and other feminine products in boys' bathrooms. In addition, those tampons must include instructions on how to use them. The requirement is in accordance with the state's new Menstrual Dignity Act, signed into law by Democratic Governor Kate Brown last year. It mandates that menstrual products be made available in every student bathroom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The armed man who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage in Los Angeles, California, is an inspiring rapper with a temper. Former neighbors say he is known for creating havoc in his apartment complex. 23-year-old Isaiah Lee was arrested after he bum-rushed Chappelle while carrying a strange knife that looks like a handgun. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As Democrats are running all three branches of the government right now, President Biden continues to attack Americans with a different political ideology.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News reminds half the country the Biden administration has been and will continue coming at you for your beliefs.
We've seen with Joe Biden a politicization of the Department of Justice, a politicization of the FBI, and a weaponization of the federal government. This Biden White House has handed control of their agenda over to the radicals, over to the extreme and the socialists. Remember, this is the same president whose Attorney General Merrick Garland sent a letter to the FBI directing the FBI to target parents as domestic terrorists. This is the same president, this is the same Department of Justice that is keeping peaceful protesters from January 6th in prison, is refusing to answer questions about solitary confinement, is devoting their resources not to actually going after bad guys, but to trying to target and punish their political opponents. And it is wrong, and it's profoundly dangerous.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.